The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I just tried to gather as many great Italian Americans as we can. And one of my best friends is Chaz Palminteri, so I said, and I was hesitant because everybody's asking Chaz. He works constantly, and he's one of the most revered film actors of our time. Truly a legend, Chaz is, you know, but a decent, great guy who never, ever forgot his roots in the Bronx, New York. And so Chaz said, look, I'm doing Bernie and Sid in the morning. Could I come on? Maybe I'll come on later. And I said, Chaz, you come on anytime. So we're always honored to have Chaz Palminteri with us. Hey, Chaz, happy Columbus Day, my friend. And thank you for taking the time with us this morning.
And happy Columbus Day to you, Joe. And Mother Cabrini's, the statue was today that was unveiling of Mother Cabrini. So it's a great day for Italian Americans.
It was so funny because, you know, we're all one. And with John Catsimatidis just stepping up and really taking over radio in the way he has, Sid called me and he said, Joe, we got to have you on the show. So we did a simulcast early in the morning. And I know you said you were on with right. Bernie and Sid. And then I told them the story on WABC, you know. And we're here on AM 970, of course, and how you – you kind of went after Andrew Cuomo. Chaz is one of my favorite stories, man. You stayed, and respectfully, you stayed on the governor, and respectfully to Governor Cuomo, he said, all right, Chaz, I got it. We'll do the statue. And
no,
that was last,
Governor
that was
Cuomo
about a year
delivered.
Ago. Right?
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's a year ago, Governor Cuomo delivered, and obviously it's a big part of it. Because of him, we have two great statues, Mother Cabrini and the Christopher Columbus statue.
Yes, sir, which is great. Hey, Chaz, before I want to talk about your restaurant and so much that you have going on, you sent me this video that you did, and I said that this is one of the most vital videos of our time because it explains everything. All the unrest
right.
could be settled if people listen to the facts in this video, and it's an objective overview of Columbus.
Absolutely objective, yes. It was produced by the Knights of Columbus. It was directed brilliantly by David Nagari, and I'm very, very excited that I was part of this process, and I did the narration for the video, for the documentary. So I'm very excited by it.
It is. Now, you could go to knightsofcolumbus.org to find it. EWT, Eternal War Television Network, is playing this? The Eternal
That's
World?
That's correct, yes.
That's
yes.
huge. That's huge. They've got, like, tens of millions of followers, Chaz. This
yeah.
is great. Maybe
no,
it'll make...
It's yes, true, Joe. I mean, like you said, it's an important documentary because basically, you know, people have to know the true story of Columbus. Look, was he perfect? No, of course not. And it talks about Columbus and all his warts and all, you know. I mean, he was an incredible explorer. You know, four times he went back and forth. Four times. People think he did it once. He did it four times.
Oh,
you know,
God.
He was a wonderful explorer. Look, was he a great governor? Not the best governor, but he was a great explorer. But people don't realize the real genocide of the indigenous people came. It was a time called the Black Legend. That was after Columbus died.
Right.
You know, Columbus in his journals wrote when he met the indigenous people how much he loved them. These were the sweetest, nicest people on earth, he said. He
That's
said,
right.
I cannot find them. This is his own words in his diary. Then
That's
he
right.
left after the first time. Okay, he left 39 men there. He took six natives with him. In fact, while he was, the six natives, he baptized them on the boat because he knew once you a baptized person could never be a slave.
Right.
Never. He loved one of them so much, it became his godson.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then he went back. When he went, I'll be quick, he went back.
No, please.
To, you know, and when he went back, all 39 men were killed. But not by the tribe that he left them with, by this other tribe called the Carib. Okay, that's where the word cannibalism comes from. This was indigenous people who, you know, they attacked their own people. They were cannibals. And that's when all the that's when some trouble started. He had to protect himself. But the real genocide, the real part of that, was after he died. It was called the Black Legend. Okay, so let's all be real here about this now. You know, and Joe, this is an Italian-American day. They don't celebrate this in Italy. This is for the Catholics of Italian-Americans. And it comes from President Harrison after the biggest lynching in America, 11 Italians, okay? He felt, he said, look, he wanted to appease the Italians. He said, proclamation, I'm going to give you your own day. So this is our day to celebrate our pride. Our pride. We're not taking anything away from anybody. All we want is our day, like St. Paddy's Day, like Puerto Rican Day. Like, everybody has own time.
That's right.
Okay? So that's all it is.
You got to check out this documentary. It's spectacular. I posted it on at Jersey Joe Piscopo on my Twitter feed and also on all the social media, on Instagram and Facebook, and also on the radio station website, AM 970, The Answer. This is spectacular. And then how did they approach you on this, Chaz? This has been in works for a while, huh?
Yeah, it has been. And they called me and they said, you know, would you like to be a part of this? And I said, well, I want to read the script first. I said, look, I'm not here to canonize the guy. Yeah, you know, if there was some things that he did wrong, which I read, I wasn't sure myself. I said, I want to see the script and I want to do some research myself on it before I said, you know, before I was willing to do the documentary. Then I did. I read the script and I said, okay, this seems correct. You know, I just don't want to do anything that I feel is not true. And when I read it, I did the research, I said, yes, this is an important documentary, and this should get out there. And that's why I did it.
You know, it's yeah. great. And but, tell us, yeah, please.
But I just want to say, the reason why I said I would do it, one of the main reasons, was that I had to dedicate to the incredible, my best friend, Phil Folia.
Just going to say that.
Phil Folia. Is the one who really started the whole thing with Mother Cabrini. And Phil Folia loved Christopher Columbus so much and celebrated that day that on this day he would go around giving people little busts of Christopher Columbus. And he was such a fighter for Christopher Columbus. I said, if I could dedicate the documentary to him. And they said, absolutely, no problem, Chaz. And, you know, and I was very, very proud. And I'm sure he's looking...
Phil's proud. What a great guy too, and I know you had a tough year in that regard.
Yeah.
Losing Phil, that was just so unexpected, and just such a ride. And Chaz, we feel for you so much in that regard.
No,
and
thanks. You know, he's a great man.
But listen, you're carrying on the legacy. You're carrying on the legacy. And then, Chaz, first of all, Midtown. You got one of the great restaurants in Midtown. Now
yes,
you're going. Where are you going? To White Plains next?
We're going to White Plains now, 264 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. You know, I'm sorry, 264 Main Street. I'm sorry, 264 Main Street
in
White Plains. It's a great location. And we are going to serve coal-fired pizza there, too, besides our great menu that we serve in Manhattan. So we're really looking forward to doing that. It's an incredible... I'm working with these great men, you know, Jack Sinaj and his brother Jeff. And they own all the restaurants in the city. You know, Ben and Jack's... Umpire.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so, you know, really great,
good
great
guys.
Steakhouses. Great steakhouses. So, and now we have Chaz Palminteri's in Manhattan and Chaz Palminteri's in White Plains. So we're really excited about
that. In the middle, only you, Chaz, in the middle of all this, you're opening restaurants. Everybody else is closing. God bless you, man. That's
right.
Spirit.
They're closing restaurants. We're opening restaurants.
Because,
you know, I believe in this country. I believe in America. And,
yes,
we'll get through it, you know. When you have a great product like we have, Joe, people come. People come. You know, we were one of the best restaurants in Manhattan. Obviously, COVID slowed us down, but we're coming back strong now. We serve outside. We serve 25% inside, and we're opening up in White Plains. So we're excited about it. We're not going to be down about this.
Hey, Chaz, I know I'm a ticklish show. I'm going to let you go. We're talking with the legend Chaz Palminteri on Columbus Day. So when you prepare for a role, or if Woody Allen comes to you for a role, like Bullets Over Broadway. Now, you know, because Chaz is, people may not know, one of the great, he's a script writer. He's a great writer, and that's what Chaz does. I've been to your house so many times, your beautiful home, and then you have your office, and you point, and he said, that's where I write, right there. And I could just picture you writing like that. So if you're writing The Bronx Tale, you actually, you know the words, you made the characters, you created it. But how do you study? What is your, as an actor, and forgive me, but I was just so curious. I've never asked you this before. How do you prepare as an actor? So Woody Allen comes to you and says, I want you to be in a Bullets Over Broadway, which Chaz was nominated for an Academy Award with, and you were brilliant in that, as you are in everything.
Thanks.
So how do you prepare? You lock yourself up, what is the pomentary process to acting?
Well, every actor works differently. Some actors work from the inside out. Some actors work from the outside in.
Yeah.
You know, like De Niro. De Niro works from the outside, in. He's got to find the shoes that he wears. Once he finds the jacket and the hat
That's
and the clothes,
funny.
And you know, he works. I work from the inside out. It's just different ways of working. I try to find and feel the character inside of me. Read a lot, as much as I could, about that type of character and understand that. Then at the end, the last part is the outfit, the clothes. So it's just different ways. And you have to find a character, Joe, that you have to connect with something. Like people always go, you know, actors put on masks. I say, no. Actors take off masks. You find something that's inside of you, and you take that part out of you, and you show it to the public. So it's just two different ways of thinking. You know, I'm a member of the Actors Studio, and I kind of work that way. It's just... You know, whatever gets you there, it's like all different religions go to God, you know. Well, whatever it is, whatever religion still goes to God. As long as you can find the truth in acting, find the truth in it, that's the best way.
It's so true. And you were in The Bronx Tale. You had that was virtually your first film, The Bronx Tale?
It was my second film. My first film was a film called Oscar that I did with Sylvester Stallone.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yes. That was great with Stallone.
Right.
You and Stallone. It was a great, that was a great movie. You had fun with Sly?
Movie, yes, very funny movie. And, you know, Sly was really great, and we're still friends. And I remember, because Bronx Tale was going on at that time when all the bidding war came. And I said to him, I said, you know, Sly, you did this thing first where you held out and you gave me a lot of faith.
Yeah, sure, with Rocky.
With Rocky. And he told me, he goes, listen, if you believe in it, you stay strong. And you do what you want to do. I'll never forget that. He gave me some great advice.
And listen, you don't want to miss me and Chaz, the great Chaz Pomentary. We have an interview that we're gonna air today right on Channel 7 during the Columbus Day celebration. Chaz, I love that you're involved. I don't know, you were like the charm that we needed to come into the Italian American community. I know it's in the name of your longtime friend Phil, who worked so hard in the Italian American community. We have finally arrived this year. We have finally joined together. We are not splintered. We are one.
Right.
And you know what? It's all for the good of the greatest country, the United States of America. Chaz, coming out of the Bronx, New York, before we let you go, your memories of the Bronx, what instilled the Italian-American spirit inside of Chaz Pomentary?
My memories of the Bronx is my neighborhood, Gino's Pastry, Tidal Brothers, Casa Mozzarella, Mike's Deli, Bulgari Raviolis. I go there. I was there yesterday shopping, the greatest shopping in the world. You know, and I just want to leave you with this, Joe.
Yes.
Columbus Day is our day, just like St. Patrick's Day and any day. That's all it is. We want to celebrate our day. We've been celebrating for 125 years peacefully. We don't want to take away anything from anybody. We just ask America to respect our day, and that's Columbus Day, to be a proud Italian American.
God bless you, Chaz. I love you, man. And
God bless you too, Joey, and all you do. Thank you.
Happy Columbus Day, my friend. It is a great
Happy Columbus Day.
Happy, that's Chaz Pomentary right there. Please check out on the station website and that Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, or you know, we put it on all the social media. This documentary that Chaz actually narrated, but it's about Columbus, and it's objective. It's an overview, but it really speaks on exactly what's happening all around the country today, and just a great piece of work as Chaz always does. Hey, it's Columbus Day. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up. 10:05, we're going to have an Irish guy come on the air just to break it up a little bit, you know. And Charlie Kirk at noon, and Mr. Prager, Seb Gorka. We got it all for you. Larry Elder as well. Right now, Debbie Duhaime is looking out for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
We certainly are celebrating Columbus Day today, Joe, with you. Let's see what's happening right now. First of all, alternate side parking rules are suspended here on Columbus Day, but metered rules apply. Let's go to the Deegan southbound. They're doing emergency work till 5 this afternoon. Westbound belt at Knapp Street, we're getting reports of a collision over there. And also on the westbound belt at Farmers Boulevard, another accident. So double trouble here on the Belt Parkway this morning. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly on the Southern State Parkway, eastbound getting out toward Deer Park Avenue. It looks like a spin out. One lane remains blocked. Northern State eastbound at Lakeville Road. That's a collision. Still pretty light at the Hudson River crossings. You watch out for an accident over there. And traffic is moving solely on Route 1 southbound at 287 in Edison with an ongoing accident investigation. Speeds down to 45 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. So, Debbie, Al, myself, you know, we take Relief Factor, and we want you to start the three-week quick start for 1995. This is what Pete and Seth have come up with, you know, that the Relief Factor I can't make a clinical claim here. I want to say, this will cure pain. And then people go, oh, you made a clinical claim. And the FDA, please, it's none of that. What works for Al, what works for Debbie, what works for me is Relief Factor. And I keep telling you, Pete and Seth Talbot don't even make money on it. You know, they break even only after 4 to 5 months after you order it, you know. So when Pete and me and Al went on the Zoom call I keep telling you about, and PK, look, we're going to start with a three-week quick start. This is a trial run. So if you've heard me talk about it so often, we want you to go to relieffactor.com, and I'll give you the number here because some folks like to call, feel more comfortable calling. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, or 800-500-8384. Check out the three-week quick start. Give yourself 3 weeks to try Relief Factor. And I'm telling you, see, it's only $19.95. You see if you get out of pain. I tried it. I was out of pain in 5 days. And I keep hearing people out of pain in 3 days and even less. And you see the great commercials on television about Relief Factor. This is the morning that you at least try it, okay? ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com. Or again, call 800-500-8384.
A voice we need now more than ever. This is Charlie Kirk.
I was on the front lines of the greatest political upset in American history with Donald Trump Jr. We traveled the country. But what I am seeing right now makes 2016 look like a micron of that, just a fraction of it, a ripple in a pond. The intensity and the enthusiasm.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
In the history of bad ideas, this is top 10 material. Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis and his Albany friends voted to end cash bail requirements. What could go wrong? Well, police say after Gonardis sided with Mayor de Blasio to end cash bail, 3,000 criminal defendants have been released who committed 9,000 new crimes. After the law kicked in, the Daily News found one guy, arrested 6 times, who walked with zero bail. Quote, "You can't touch me," the guy bragged. Thanks, Senator Gonardis. Gonardis even voted to give criminal defendants more personal information about witnesses, despite risking intimidation and sexual assault in gang cases. No wonder Gonardis is backed by radicals pushing to defund the police. Liberal Andrew Gonardis, wrong on crime, wrong for state senate. Paid for by Safe Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or by any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you are selling your home, you got to go to Calamine & Company Real Estate. It's the best agency for you. You know, they put sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take that client-focused, old-school approach that I tell you about to real estate. Whatever needs to be done, it gets done quickly and for top dollar at Calamine & Company Real Estate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about Calamine & Company, their 100% success rate. How about that? Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Louis Calamine's a great kid. I know the dad. I know Louis Sr. And on this Columbus Day, they are great Italian-Americans. So proud of their heritage. So proud to be in the United States of America. And a young kid like Louis could start this great company, Calamine & Company Real Estate. Hey, when the market's exploding, you got to call. You owe it to yourself to call Calamine & Company Real Estate. They have offices in Brooklyn, in Queens, in Manhattan, on Staten Island. But why don't you start with this phone call, if I may? 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go, please, to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Love it.
Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tippiti tippiti ta.
I know hey, the compare, words to this when I was 2 years old. I don't know how I did it. 2-3 years old, Belleville, New Jersey. I've told you that before. The whole family at my grandmother's house there on Girolamo Street in Belleville. And we're all in the living room there. And I remember our aunts, uncles, my mother, my father, and then I would sing Ecumbare. How the heck do you learn it like that, see? And, you know, but in, when we were kids, that you couldn't speak Italian in the house. You couldn't speak Italian. You got to speak English because you were American. Am I right or wrong? And that's the way it was. Now, you know, when my grandparents came over, that's all they knew was Italian. So my father couldn't even speak English when he first went to school. I've told you that. They ridiculed him, yet he still went on to be such a great success. Rest his wonderful soul. But now, when we were kids, and my parents would talk Italian at the table, I remember that. And me and Carol and Richie would be there. We'd go, what are you saying? Why are you talking like that? And oh, and my father, I would tell you, he invented that. And I got to tell you, listen, he was one of the greatest humans ever. My father, a strong guy, an Italian guy in the United States Army Air Corps. I tell you about it, representing the non-English speaking blue collar laborers like his father was. But oh, if he got mad, listen to me. If he got mad, the string of profanity in Italian was art form. It was art form. He would go, and I would say, whether he'd get angry, he would just let out a litany of an Italian strand. I said, what is that? So I learned how to swear in Italian before I learned how to talk in Italian. And he would make up the words. It was great. And I can't do it now because I'm due to be appropriate on the air. This was satellite radio, remember? But I think he would go, I said, what? And then I would ask my father, when he got older, the literal translation of what he said. And then he would say, oh my gosh. And we used to laugh about that, you know. And then, but it's good to learn. And then, you know what's really interesting, seriously, about Italian? They took it out of schools, you know. They took learning Italian. I remember when I went to West Essex High School, and I said, well, I'd like to learn Italian because we just wanted to be part of the American fabric, you know. And so, and they never had Italian. They had like French. There was always French. Why was there always French? And of course, Spanish. But why not Italian? So now there was a push with the Columbus Citizens Foundation to get Italian into, and Manny Alfano, his One Voice organization in New Jersey, trying to get Italian into the schools. Wouldn't that be great? Beautiful language. You know that, right? But they don't want, oh, you can't do this. Oh, Columbus, that. Hey, we're changing the tenor. I'm going to tell you something. I feel it. We're in the zone. You and me. We're in a fight, and I'm telling you, we're making sense. This is the first year the Italians stuck together. It's the first year we're going to stick together as Americans. Because all of that you see that is so egregious and so irresponsible that we get spewed upon us by the mainstream media. You know, and I hate to use that term mainstream media, but it is. They're all together on this. And you watch TV, you go, well, that's not the way I feel. No, that's not true. That's not true. And you know what? We are stepping up, and we are are cutting through it all, and we are making a difference. We really are. That's why I always feel when you go to Washington, you want somebody to just turn it upside down, just totally bull in a china shop. That's what we need. We need that now, because otherwise they're going to take over our lives, and they will take away everything. You think Columbus Day? That's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. They want to take everything that we stand for, and they don't have the guts to do what we're doing on this radio station. With a shout out again to all our bosses here at AM 970 and Mr. Katsimatidis and the boys over at WABC. We are proud to tell you it's Columbus Day. We celebrate the Italian American community. We make no apologies for that. And to see Amy Coney Barrett going up, and now she could very well be a Supreme Court justice. The hearings are on as we speak, and she's a Catholic. It's a good day for Christians. It's a good day for Italian Americans. And as we embrace all walks of life, all ethnicity, this mosaic that is the United States of America. And just so you know, we put our money where our mouth is. Catholic Charities, yes, it's called Catholic Charities. They reach out to everybody. They reach out. I've done it before. I've seen it before. They go to the inner cities. And when the government falls through, Catholic Charity steps up. Boom. The way we did that benefit a couple weeks ago with Catholic Charities of Trenton, it's like that. So we just embrace everybody, and we don't want to leave everybody out of it. But if you take away the Italian-American community and you take away Columbus Day, it's just the start. They want to take away the United States of America. There's Leonardo, speaking of Italian-Americans. Leonardo, how you doing this morning, buddy? What's on your mind this morning?
Giuseppe, good morning. Happy Columbus Day.
You too, man.
Just out, you know, taking my senior power walk where I circle around Christopher Columbus down here and Nutley, pat him on the head, make sure he's still there at the statue. And then I see one of my neighbors, and I go, oh, what's up? Are you feeling all right? We didn't go to work today, right? I asked him if he had the kung fu flu. He goes, no, the president's got a cure for that anyway. Look, 3 days, he's out. But he said, no, I work in, guess where, Joe? Hoboken, right? So
yeah,
Hoboken,
yeah.
Home of Francis Albert Sinatra. Yeah. They respect, it's not a holiday there. It's a holy day.
That's great. I love it. I love it. Leonardo, that is great, as it should be. I have to go to Judy before we break, boys. Judy, we love that you're always there for us. How you doing this morning?
I want to wish you happy Columbus Day and everyone else. And I just want to share a little story with you.
Okay.
I was 3 years old. It's amazing how you remember things when you're very little.
Yeah.
I was like 3 years old, and I have to share a story with you. I'm not from here. I'm from Australia, believe it or not. You can't tell.
Wow.
But I graduated eighth grade in Australia, and then I came here. But when I was 3 years old, my parents had a factory, okay? They manufactured women's blouses, and they always had this big radio up on top. I still remember it. And at the age of three, we all stopped because there was some singer there who he blew us away. He blew me away. He blew all of us away. Even my father stopped doing work, everyone. And guess who it was? Mario Lanza.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Mario Lanza, the great Mario Lanza.
Yep.
Blown away.
What, Judy? Thank you for that. And we're so glad that you're American now. But Mario Lanza, maybe they say the greatest voice of all time, you know? And, hey, he's Italian. What am I going to tell you? It's 9:32, Joe on the radio. You do not want to miss Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. He is just a character, and they maintain this beautiful restaurant right there, Avenue R. Nostrand, and we're going to check in with Fred when we come back. And also, we will have time for some of your phone calls. I love that you listen. I love that you call. 877-970-2999. Celebrating Columbus Day on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo and Joe Sebelia and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Cara Fasaro's doing a great job at graphics. Charles Baldy will answer your phones. We got the whole team for you this morning on this Columbus Day, October 12th, 2020. 9:32, Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NFL shifting two games on the New York Jets schedule as it tries to maneuver around coronavirus interruptions. The league is adjusting the schedules of eight teams on Sunday, including moving the Jets scheduled game this coming Sunday against the Chargers in Los Angeles from week 6 to week 11, which was originally supposed to be the Jets bye week. Instead, the Jets will now play the Dolphins in Miami this coming Sunday, Their bye will now be in Week 10. The NFL was forced to make the changes in light of COVID-19 outbreaks on the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots, which has led to the postponement of games involving both those teams. New York City's Columbus Day Parade is today, and it'll be an all-virtual parade, another annual tradition that has been altered by the ongoing pandemic. The virtual parade will feature former parade grand marshals, as well as Italian-American entertainers and our own Joe Piscopo. This year's parade grand marshals are Governor Cuomo and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Cuomo will be attending the unveiling today of a statue of Mother Cabrini in Battery Park City. Cabrini, a New York nun, founded 67 schools, hospitals, and orphanages in the city. Cuomo says the ceremony will be socially distanced. In sports, a last-second field goal allowed the Cowboys to beat the Giants 37-34. The Jets, they were crushed by the Cardinals 30-10, and both the Giants and Jets are 0-5 to start the season. Lakers, the NBA champions, for the 17th time, they tie the Celtics for the most championships in league history as they knocked off the Heat in Game 6 by the final of 106-93. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds down to 45 miles per hour. 9 southbound at Wappingers Falls. Accident just cleared. Bronx River Parkway northbound getting up toward Valhalla. Car went right off of the road. Watch for some slowdowns this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike as you head northbound on the eastern spur at 15W with an accident being cleared. And we're seeing delays as well on Route 1 south at 287 in Edison. That's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. Deegan southbound slowing down by the stadium. They're doing emergency road work there. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect on this Columbus Day morning. Westbound belt at Farmers Boulevard. It's an accident in the process of... You take a ride over to Center Avenue into Lakeview Ave in Nassau County. They're doing some ongoing fire department activity. Watch for rain today with a high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Joe, telling you about the Columbus Citizens Foundation. For over 75 years, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has promoted Italian-American culture and heritage and has provided thousands of scholarships to Italian-American students who have academic ability but find themselves in need of financial aid for their education. It's no exaggeration to state that this scholarship program has literally changed the lives of generations, but they can't do it alone. To find out how you can help the Columbus Citizens Foundation, please visit columbuscitizensfd.org. In 2021, CCF will award their first annual Dr. Anthony Fauci Scholarship to be awarded to an Italian-American student with financial need pursuing graduate study in public health or epidemiology. Learn more about the scholarship, okay, and help make a difference in someone's life today. You can go to columbuscitizensfd.org. Columbus Citizens Foundation brings the Columbus Day Parade to New York City every year. Now, today at 12:30 on Channel 7 in New York, and if you're outside in New York, you can go to abc7ny.com or go to Columbus. You can go to columbuscitizensfd.org and you could stream this parade that we're doing virtually and you'll love it. It's going to be great with Andrea Bocelli. I'm going to be in it. Maria Bartiromo will be there and Chaz Palminteri as well. Columbus Day Parade in New York every year. We will be back bigger than ever next year. You could help the Columbus Citizens Foundation bring a quality education. Right now is where the money goes for the foundation, to Italian-American students in need by donating today. Visit their site, please, again, columbuscitizensfd.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
One of the great Italian-American families is the Giuffre family from Brooklyn. And I met the privilege of having dinner at the home in Brooklyn with Iggy, my dear friend, and Johnny, you know, and Carmela with a beautiful, beautiful family. And so now they started Route 22 Toyota. So every time I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, I know how great the family is. I know how great Iggy is and the folks that are in the family at Route 22 Toyota, like Alex Kinsella. And now they're, by the way, adhering to all the CDC guidelines when you go over to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. That state-of-the-art service facility is spectacular. The showroom is spectacular. You got to see it. And it's all, everybody's wearing masks. Social distancing. I love that they fog vehicles. I want them to do that to me, just to make sure that the vehicles are disinfected. But then in the true spirit of Route 22 Toyota, like we've been telling you about for years, they got these great, great deals for qualified buyers, like that 0% APR financing up to 60 months. How about zero down leases and 0% interest up to 5 years? May I give you the number? Okay. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You call, you say, I heard you on Joe's show, and they'll schedule a test drive at Route 22 Toyota. You can be driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now, that's the smart way to buy. And you know what else? You don't got to deal with dummies. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio with my friend Fred Cacacci. He's the owner of Michael's of Brooklyn. Hey, Fred, happy Columbus Day, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Great. I'm pumped up.
Happy Columbus Day.
Yeah, happy Columbus Day. This is great. And thank you for being so great always at Michael's of Brooklyn. Every time we go over there, we've been hanging out there. You're there, and Johnny and Michael and everybody, and you make us feel so, so comfortable. And I'm sorry for being a pain when I got to go see the sauce maid. But you know what? You got to see the sauce maid right there. It's like a tourist attraction itself, Fred, right?
Yeah. We're gonna put a gift shop at the end. You can buy a couple of jars, maybe a T-shirt.
Yeah, are you going to do that?
Like
that's
that.
A
I don't know.
That's a brilliant idea. You should do that. Will you do that, really?
Yeah, I got nothing to do, Joe. You know, my buddy Billy and Andy, they put me in the red zone.
What happened with that? Are you okay? Are you okay with that? Huh?
You know what a red zone is, right? It's right across the street from the orange zone.
Yeah. So what are you, a block away, and then you fell into the shutdown? Huh?
Yeah, block away. Me and Cheech, Cheech, my son's father-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, J&R Pizza on Kings Highway.
Yeah, right.
That's Mariella's father. Right. Sorry, we sit in the parking lot. People come in the parking lot. They want to park. Can we park here? We got to go eat down the block at another restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. What? Now, so we're talking about, what Fred's talking about is they extended the shutdown area in Brooklyn, and just as Michael's of Brooklyn was opening, we had outdoor dining, which was, I thought, spectacular. Fred, you hit it out of the park with that. That was so wonderful, that whole tent. And you, was there a piano player there? I missed the piano player. I heard a piano player. There's a piano player there, right?
Yeah, I had Fred, our piano player, had the electric keyboard. He was playing Frank Sinatra until midnight. We got the heaters put in the tent. We had everything ready to go, and now we got shut down.
Well, and then you opened up. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. I mean, and it's kind of, you have been very, very patient. But sometimes, Fred, I know that they're pushing your patience on this, because here you are, a business in Brooklyn that has stayed there since 1964. And I saw everybody wearing masks, social distancing. It was as safe as you could be anywhere. Yet now they got to pull this on you. But you know what, Fred, you'll pull it off. Did they give you a time limit? How long they're going to shut everybody down, Fred?
Minimum 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. We don't know. But anyway, we'll get through it. It's no problem. We'll get through it.
Oh, that's what I love. Hey, Fred, you know what? You're a good man, and you're a good guy, and we appreciate you always fighting. And where can we go? We could go online to get the, so many people listen around the country, and we could go online. Michaels@Brooklyn.com. Is that where we go?
Yeah, we sell the sauce there. You better buy the sauce. We're not making money anywhere else. So we got to push that sauce. You do a great job. Thanks to you, Joe.
No, man, I got to tell you, I'm honored that you have been with us since day one. It's always, I always say, Michaels of Brooklyn is the Snapple of the Piscopo show. Meaning like Howard always had Snapple. Now we got Michaels of Brooklyn. People go, Michaels of Brooklyn, and all over the country. I told Fred, it's so funny. People will send me pictures of Michaels of Brooklyn in their grocery carts. Joe, I got it. I got Nashville, Tennessee, Little Rock, Arkansas, you know. We should do a tour, the Michaels of Brooklyn tour. We'll do a Frank Sinatra show. Fred, something to think about, all right, down the road. I'm just saying. Huh?
Yeah, no, anytime. I was playing golf with a guy, and his brother calls him, says, do you ever hear of Michaels of Brooklyn? The guy looks at me. He says, what do you mean? I'm playing golf with him right now. So the guy from California calls up and finds the source.
It was great. I'll tell you what, and you got to, and by the way, there's some stories that can't be told over the radio, but if you grab Fred and you're over at Michael's of Brooklyn, you can do takeout now. Hey, by the way, wait, and you got to listen to Fred's stories, though. They're priceless. Hey, Fred, though, is there any outdoor dining at all? Any outdoor dining? You could do that? Or did they disallow
that? No, I can't. I can't do anything. They shut, we're in the red zone, like I said. I guess I could put the tables across the street, but you know, I don't want nobody to get hit by a car.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Because that's the orange zone. In the orange zone, you can do outside. In the red zone, you can't do anything. So we're shut down completely.
And you're on the other side of the street. This is crazy. It's just crazy. Fred, we're feeling for you. We love you. And we wanted to check in with you and say thank you for being with us. We're honored to have Michaels of Brooklyn, you know, in the name of your family and doing such a great job. And we love all that you're doing, Fred. And I know you will get through it. You're Italian, you're going to get through this. And
we're fine, Joe. I didn't mean to be like a downer, but yeah, I know it's a good day. I know you guys are doing a lot of Columbus Day stuff, and you know, I didn't mean to be a down person, but everything's great, really. We have no problems.
You know
great.
What? You are a fighter, and you will. You'll come out bigger and better than ever, Fred, and you're never a downer. We love you, man. You're family, brother, and we love you. Thank you, Fred. Give everybody our best,
Thanks.
And we'll see you. I'll see you over there soon enough, Fred. You know I will, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting. What Fred's talking about, if you're outside the area, it's really, really weird. They shut down areas. When there's a spike in these COVID cases, this Wuhan virus cases, everybody panics and they go, we have to shut down that area. And I tell you what, this is an insidious, devastating virus. We know that. But goodness gracious, it's like you really have medicine for it, you know, and you could kind of treat it. You can treat the virus. But what they do is shut down everything. And I think shutting down everything, it does more harm than the virus ever could. It really does. And now you're taking a business that's been there. They open up outside and then they do outside. And I saw it. We were there outside. It was beautiful. And they were disinfecting everything. And they got the masks on. And it was just beautiful. Then they say, okay, we're going to open up. And they go, oh, great. We're going to open up. This is spectacular. So we're going to open up. Not so much. We're going to pull back. You can't do it like that. You just can't. But in true Italian-American spirit, I know Michaels of Brooklyn will be back bigger and better than ever. And I have to tell you something. They have takeout there, too. So you'll hear me tell you about that. And you got to take out the wonderful cuisine of Michaels of Brooklyn. By the way, on the medicines, and this made the biggest news this morning for me, is what Rudy said. He was with President Trump. Remember, he's been in and around President Trump. So President Trump gets this Wuhan virus, as do a number of people from the White House. And then President Trump beats it and now is out. He's in Florida today. He's all around nonstop. You can't keep this guy down. So Rudy does not have the virus. Rudolph Giuliani, who was on earlier, but he said his doctor prophylactically put him on hydroxychloroquine. And I think he said azithromycin, Joe Sebelia. Didn't he say azithromycin as well as zinc, correct?
He I believe that. He did.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that's what they did with me when I wasn't sure if I had it or not. Boom, we went right on hydroxychloroquine. You know, now you know, transparency complete here. I take all the antioxidants. I'm constantly taking antioxidants to build up my immune system. You know, and so I know that helps. But they have the medicine there, and it's curious why since the president mentioned hydroxychloroquine, it's a bad word. And it is. It's a bad word. And now they have the cocktail that they have from Regeneron and of certainly Remdesivir. And we talked about it from day one on this show with Dr. Stephen Greer. So we have it. And the medicines are out there. The therapeutics are out there. The question is, why won't the governors just say, hey, this is what we should do. This is what we should be doing. And you could contain the virus. Just very curious. Let me go to Ed before we break. Ed, good morning. What is on your mind this morning? Happy Columbus Day.
So. That guy Charlie and staff, I'm holding on, right? He gets my first laugh of the day award. He goes to me, Ed, can you hold on? I have to make a phone call. I started cracking up. I'm holding on. I don't know what he's doing. Is he network marketing or is he talking to you?
Probably so, getting more phone calls.
I want to wish you and
yes,
thank
sir.
You for the Italian people adding so much love and everything to this country. I want to wish you, and I came up with this as a kid for birthdays, I want to wish you Happy Columbus Day week, not just day. It's more important we celebrate it for a week. And I want to thank your dad and my dad in heaven from the Army Air Corps and all the other people that protected us. And made sure we're not here speaking Japanese and German, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed. God bless you and remembering your dad for sure, you know. And per gli italiani, gli italo-americani, la famiglia è molto importante. Oggi invito tutti a far parte della grande famiglia di italo-americani negli Stati Uniti. And we just want to say we welcome everybody to be part of this Italian-American family today. And you, Debbie, first and foremost. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Such a pleasure to be with you every day. I can't thank you enough. Let's see what's happening. And happy Columbus Day to everybody. Enjoy the day. And, Joe, enjoy the parade and the festivities today as well. Let's see what's happening on the westbound belt on this Columbus Day morning. It's lighter than normal, but over by Knapp Street, an accident being cleared. Over by Michaels of Brooklyn, I do see some volume on Nostrand Avenue getting out toward Avenue R. Deegan southbound, you're slowing down by the stadium. They're doing emergency construction until 5 o'clock this afternoon, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you. Verrazano Bridge, getting reports of an accident on the upper level, so watch for some slowdowns here as you head to the upper level into Brooklyn here over at the Verrazano Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, metered rules in effect. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the Garden State Parkway North at 120 with an accident just cleared. And over on Route 9, southbound by 35 in Sayreville, it's an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Pitt. The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
A public service from Safe Together NY, Inc. With crime surging, you can take steps to protect yourself. Watch your surroundings. Avoid isolated locations. Replace Long Island State Senator Monica Martinez. Yep, Martinez is part of the crime problem. Martinez voted to end cash bail requirements. And since Martinez sided with Mayor de Blasio to end cash bail, police say 3,000 criminal defendants have been released who committed 9,000 new crimes. That guy the Daily News called a career criminal who walked out of jail after 6 new arrests, he was on the street thanks to the law Martinez backed. And Martinez voted to give criminal defendants more personal information about witnesses, despite risking intimidation in sexual assault and gang cases. So, protect yourself. Don't send Monica Martinez back to the state senate. Paid for by Safe Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or by any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy and breezy today with periods of rain, some heavy, especially this morning. We'll have to watch for flooding on streets and poor drainage areas, high 56. And breezy tonight with rain continuing, low 54. Cloudy tomorrow with occasional rain in the morning. Then we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine for the afternoon, high up to 69. Then a pleasant day on the way for Wednesday with plenty of sunshine, the high once again of 69. I'm Isaac Longley on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Isaac. You know, you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. They've been in business over 15 years, Empire State Bank, and if that's your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, you want to be treated with respect. I'll tell you, I get no respect at all. Yeah, you want to know your banker by his or her first name, right? Well, Empire State Bank is part of your community. It's not just a branch located there. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, you're thinking about a loan, I've seen Phil Guarneri and Jeannie and Tom, Esmeralda, the whole team at Empire State Bank step up for folks, and they know they can walk you through everything, whether you just want to open an account for business, for personal, or you're thinking about those loans from the government that you don't quite understand. You got to go to esbna.com, esbna.com. Locations are on Staten Island in Brooklyn, the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Vite mare quanto bello, spira tanto sentimento, come tu a chi tiene mente, cacciatato fai. Suna. Oh, come back to Sorrento. Torno Sorrento. You will hear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it. That song, my father's favorite song, you know. Guarda, guarda, sto giardino. Siete sesti sciur orange. Nu profumo così fino. Dindo al cuore se ne va. Just great song. My pop loved that. His favorite place in Italy was Sorrento. And every time I go to Sorrento with Perillo Tours, I think of Dad, you know, in the military there. And right on the coastline right there. Just the Amalfi Coast. Just beautiful. And you know what? It's 9:55 with Joe. Don't forget, please, Mike Gallagher's coming up, but we wanted to celebrate everything Italian and Italian-American today, and we appreciate the fine show. Our young Italian-American, Joe Sabilia. Joey, you're a young kid. Are you aware of the Italian? When you're with your uncles and you're living with your grandparents and you have everybody in the Italian Partridge family there that you're living in over there.
Where I'm also Danny Bonaducci.
You are, man.
I'm the only
redhead.
With
the red hair, man. I mean, do they instill the Italian American history in you by chance?
Are you kidding? Huh? It's nothing but Italian American history there. Yeah, talking Italian, acting Italian.
They speak Italian as well.
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was fluent. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? The reason I ask, and that's why what makes you the fine young man that you are, Joan. Great show today, my goodness gracious. Thank you. You're working so hard.
I just want to say, I thought that was a recording, you singing. It threw me off for a second.
God bless you. So. Thank you. No, thank you. And we go on the road, we do all the Italian songs and everything. But I have to tell you, My father would always do jokes about the Italian, and he would do the Italian joke, but I was not really aware of the greatness of the Italian-American history until I went out, and then I met, and my father always, where I learned about how great the Italians are, through my dad and my Uncle Ben telling me about Prato La Sera and Avellino, and they told me about the family, and how hard, and they were farmers, and how hard they worked, and then when I went over and I saw it firsthand, you know, and I saw in my grandpa's hometown there, how they worked, if there was any piece of land, they would farm it. They would farm it. They'd grow something on it, you know? And then I got to meet mentors later in life who were so proud Italian-American. And now we come here. We come here on the radio. Who knew I'd be on the radio, you know, and be able to talk to you and to celebrate the goodness of the Italian-American community. But what I didn't know is that we finally could join together. And that is a telltale sign for me that we will do that as a country. We will get there soon enough. Trust me, if the Italians can do it without yelling at each other, we can do it as Americans. And first and foremost, never forget, as Pop always told me, we are Americans first. And we are so proud of the greatest country on this planet Earth, the United States of America. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. And thank you. Make it the best Columbus Day ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.